four-time Grammy Award winning for King and Country. They don't slow down. They're keeping at it. Relate is the brand new one you're hearing on Life 100.3. And Luke Smallbone is with us this morning. Good morning, Luke.
Hey, good morning to you, man. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me. I appreciate it.
What do you think? Is it harder or easier for us to relate, like the song says, in the times that we're living in? I mean, we have this common experience we're all going through. But what do you think? Is it getting easier?
Well, look, I remember listening to a leader once say, you know, someone asked him in an interview, you know, is the world worse now than it's ever been? And he said, no, I don't believe that. I just think we hear about it more. Huh. And I think that's kind of what we're dealing with is, you know, in the past, things would happen and you just didn't really enter in your inner circle as much. Now when things happen, you're hearing about all these things all the time. And so that, it creates a knowing of what, you know, somebody else might be going through in Washington State, for, you know, lack of a better term. But you also start to realize that the separatist or just the way that things are going, which is very, I'm on this side, you're on that side, and I'll befriend you if you're on my side, but if you're not on my side, I'm not sure I could do this. Those, the narratives that we keep hearing on social media and in the news, those weren't things that were as close to home 20 years ago, and now they're kind of in our backyard, even if it's not directly happening to us. So I think what happens is we actually have to go and work towards being able to relate to someone that is hurting, not because maybe we've gone through their exact experience, but because if you see a brother hurting, hurt with them. You don't have to go look at it and go, well, I've gone through the exact same thing, so I understand. No, when I look at my son or daughter's eyes and their bike broke, right, and they're upset about it, they've got tears in their eyes, and, you know, you and I know that we can go fix it. You and I know that we can go and do things to overcome this. But in that moment, I remember that pain. I know what that hurt feels like. Not because I had my bike break, but because I can see in their eyes that there's something about what they've walked through that is painful for them. And for that, I have grace. For that, I have compassion. For that, I have empathy.
You know, what's funny about what we're going through in these times is that we're all going through a common thing, but we're all having uncommon experiences in this common thing. It's kind of weird to think about, but the way we relate to each other in this common thing is very different. So weird.
Whether or not you agree with everything that somebody else is walking through or has taken place in life, one thing that I can guarantee you, Jesus would be doing everything he can to say, I see who you are and I love you. One of my favorite things that Billy Graham always, you know, used to teach in his crusades was, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, I know that there's a God who loves you. And there's something so powerful about that. Who doesn't want to be loved? And that's what we have, you and I. We know what it feels like to be loved, and now we need to go and show other people that love. Maybe other people that don't know that love intimately like you and I do.
All right, so I want to change the topic a little bit because I found this very odd. I saw on Instagram that you bet your brother Joel, or everybody bet, that he wouldn't do the robot dance in the opening song going on stage. And he went ahead and did it. And it just makes me wonder that what kind of shenanigans go on behind the scenes that we don't see like that? Because I don't know if he fully explained that during the concert, but that just must have been the weirdest thing.
It was super weird, and to the point where I was like, actually saying, "Guys, this is borderline not even professional anymore." Like we're getting to play. But you know what? I think sometimes, you know, for us in our work, you know, it's important to have fun. It's important to do things that bring life. At the end of the day, what I've realized about shows and being on stage is that if you're having fun, the people that are witnessing the fun are having fun. And so, you know, yes, there are shenanigans that take place. Not usually the robot like that that's happened, but you know it was a moment of great hilarity, and hopefully the crowd was like, this is a little bit weird, but I can see they're having fun with it, so I'm gonna laugh along.
Yeah. The song is called Relate by Grammy Award winning group for King and Country. We've been speaking with Luke Smallbone. Thanks for your time, Luke, and hopefully someday soon we'll see you back in Canada.
Hey, always good to chat, Todd. Thank you for the time, and we'll chat soon.